Welcome back to Turning the Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have Ivan Bebek, the Executive Chairman of R&R Resources, with me once again. Ivan has had a very successful track record, along with his partner, Sean Wallace, over the years. They've made shareholders of companies like Caden Resources and Asanko Gold a lot of money. Ivan is a co-founder and co-chairman of another company that I expect I will be covering sometime in the near future in my newsletter called Torque Resources. And I do think that anything that Ivan is involved with is worth at least taking a look at, so I hope you'll pay close attention to what Ivan has to say today. The stock trades in New York and in Toronto under the symbol AUG. I count 94.5 million shares at about $1.70 earlier today, and haven't looked at it in the last couple of hours, giving it a market cap of around $161 million in U.S. Currency. Thanks for joining me again, Ivan.
Oh, thank you for having me here, Jake. Appreciate being back.
Yeah, and I guess you're right here in my city, here in New York City today, talking to investors, and I have an idea that maybe one of the reasons your shares are a bit stronger today. You're spreading the good news, no doubt.
You know, there's a lot on the horizon, so yeah, out here to talk about it for sure.
And I'm thinking with gold picking up now, there may be a little more reception. The equity market's looking a little shaky, perhaps in the minds of some anyway. People may be looking for other places to diversify, and so maybe our time is here, Ivan. Let's hope so.
I think it's overdue for sure, but yeah, absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. Just this morning, I noticed that you put out some news on your Homestake Ridge project in British Columbia, and in reading it, I gather that this project may actually offer more upside exploration potential than what I was expecting based on earlier comments that you made. What are you and your management team thinking now about Homestake Ridge?
All right, so as a group, we liked the asset initially, 1.3 million ounces of gold-silver equivalent, about 7.5 grams in the Golden Triangle. And we thought, you know, can we make this bigger? And we stayed close to home to see if something was missed and there were some easy ounces to add to it. And no question there's incremental ounces to add. But last summer, we took a much more aggressive approach on finding something new. And we started going through databases and did some of our own work. And we found two new areas that have up to 0.5 kilo silver, up to 11, 15 grams gold. And these areas represent, you know, exciting targets. And, you know, most places, you say, yeah, some high grade, it's exciting. But the Golden Triangle, as you very well know, hosts some of the world's largest. And because we have 1.2 million ounces, 7.5 grams of high grade to start with as a deposit, going away from the deposit, we found we might be able to double or triple that. And this is something that we wanted when we first got there. But, you know, it took a couple years before we rethought our process. And, you know, being conservative with our spend last year led us to these two great areas that we'll work on this summer to a drill-ready stage for next year. But it's exciting to be in the Golden Triangle with two really big shots at finding some really high-quality ounces.
Yeah, and if you start out with some high-grade ounces, perhaps, you know, incrementally you add more ounces, the economics really work out well. Of course, we're way ahead of you're not going to be drilling yet this year yet. It's just this is really greenfields exploration, but with a lot of promise, the way it sounds to me.
Yeah, it's greenfield in the right address. You know, when you look for these things, Jay, you want to look for it in Nevada. You want to go look for copper gold in Peru. You want to look in, you know, Red Lake, you know, in these kind of areas. But the Golden Triangle is one of the most robust in terms of deposits it's delivered. And so that being said, you know, yeah, it's early stage. You see some gold showing up and some silver showing up, but the picture's already there. We just want to know how big it could be. And, you know, new targets that are away from your deposit give you a chance to do a lot more than do the incremental. You might be able to double or triple, and that's the first time we've seen this look out of the project. So we're really excited about it.
Yeah. Last time we talked to you, you talked a little bit about the artificial intelligence that you're using in Committee Bay. And there's a lot of the potential mineralization there is covered by till, glacial till. And you talked a lot about the use of AI in helping you bring together a huge amount of information to help you pinpoint your drill targets. Can you talk a little bit about that? Is there any chance that you might do some drilling up there this year?
Sure. You know, we've got a bit of a rule internally, and it comes down to our share price and the gold price. And if both of them are performing, you know, we're well north of $2 Canadian or gold north of $1,300, we want to give a real serious thought at Drilling Committee Bay. So we're considering it right now, and we'll announce our plans next week. The AI, I think you hit the nail on the head. Its ability to process a large amount of data. The only thing I would add is that the data was collected by a former global Newmont expert, so the quality of data is incredible. So, you know, 4 years of $54 million worth of work collecting data, putting it into a computer and doing something the human brain could never do, it's most certainly gave us some really robust targets. Because we're making the decision late in the year to go up there, the program would be a big one, but it would have a shot to deliver two things. One, it would enhance the AI platform dramatically for targeting next year and more drilling. But number two, more importantly, it might give us the first major discovery holes out of that. So if we decide to go ahead, and the announcement should be out sometime next week, it would be a considerable amount of speculation could come back into our share price for Committee Bay being on deck, being mindful of the recent gold move, the ability of raising capital, the ability of having capital, you know, is really what's going to help drive that decision. And for me, you know, if the drill's turning at 1325 gold, I think that's a really good thing as an investor, you know, in a project like that with such a cutting edge opportunity like artificial intelligence.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, it's one of those things. It's a very, very huge project, isn't it? I mean, the land that you have up there is enormous, and there's a lot of really high grade gold up there yet. We know that because of some other discoveries. But it's you know, it's there obviously because it's been hard to get to, and you guys are going there with new technology, which is what it takes these days.
New technology and the courage to go after an expensive project in a tough market, you know, with the foresight that the market's going to improve considerably. And, you know, the one thing we still haven't seen as investors are major high-grade gold discoveries. Again, the last one I could think of is Amaruq, 6 million ounces of 6 grams per ton, which is nearby us in Committee Bay in the last decade. You know, there's been some incremental ounces added to good deposits, but nobody's come out with another Aurelian, you know, another one of these big, or Martina for Redback. No one's found a big one. And this project, it has, it's a big trend, as you've pointed out, Boston to New York, 300 kilometers long. But we trained the AI off our three blast deposit to predict the high-grade gold at a 99% efficiency. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the edge of my seat saying, hey, does this really work? If we're right, that whole belt opens up. We're not going to go test the whole belt this program. We're going to focus on a few targets that are nearby our deposit, because if we get to 4 or 5 million ounces between three bluffs and one of these new targets that are nearby, then you have a mine and you go the distance. So spectacular opportunity. The first look at a drill bit following up on the AI could come this summer. We'll announce it next week. And, you know, it's a little bit more than your typical, hey, you know, we might drill and find a gold deposit because of the AI component.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this summer yet, we could, this summer, this fall, we might get some news possibly. We'll wait for you got a press release coming out next week on this, you think?
We should have one by the end of next week revealing our plans, and it should eloquently outlay what we're going to do. And But right now, I think it's a good consideration that we have in front of us with current market conditions, definitely in favor of it happening. Capital costs would be very minimal, you know, to do a program. What we're thinking of, we're talking $2 million-ish, not 5 or 10. So it would have no impact on our share structure. It would be very minimal at best.
All right, good. Well, speaking of large scale, I know that's what you have in mind with your Sombrero gold copper target down in southern Peru. Where does that stand now? The last time we talked, you were talking about the some core, historical core that was drilled but never sampled because the company was looking for an iron deposit and they ignored all kinds of their evidence of copper and maybe some gold. Might we get some news on that? Is that core going to be sampled pretty soon, and assays coming from that?
Yeah, so for context, you know, our analog is finding another Las Bombas, which would be, you know, hypothetically a $60 billion gross metal valued ore body. Las Bombas sold for $8 billion in 2014. We see all the hallmarks of Las Bombas in some neighboring mines in the area. So the core that we've got, as you've mentioned, and a steel company drilled it, and they had a postage stamp claim, so they didn't have enough, even if they did go after the copper, to pursue it. You know, we put it in the lab about a month or 3 weeks ago, and our first holes are due back at the end of this week, going into next week, and then another batch of holes probably about 10 days later. The answer that these holes are going to give us if we see the same grade that we see on surface in the 232-meter trench, a 0.5.5% copper, if we see the same grade in the third dimension, simplistically, it would mean that the third dimension is legitimate, and it would de-risk the possibility of this being another Las Bambas considerably, based on the areas that we've worked, the outcropping that we've sampled, and the areas we've been able to access and sample. This would be a huge discovery, not just for us, but for the market, that we're at the start of something like a Las Bambas, and something the market hasn't seen. So for us, we're losing a lot of sleep because these are the last few days before the results will start coming in. And we hope to have a press release out early next week, provided all is well with the results, which we don't see why it wouldn't be. And the world will get to see for the first time ever if this is the start or not to something substantial. But, copper, by nature is homogeneous, and what you find on surface is generally replicated subsurface. The risk you have in some copper systems is the top can be enriched and there may not be copper roots. You may only have it in the oxide, but not on the sulfide. Mm-hmm. And from what we've seen so far on the project, we've seen copper occurring both in sulfide and oxide. And these drill results will give us a huge amount of data for it while we wait for our drill permits and other areas that we're going to be sampling on surface to double the current footprint that we have that we're planning to drill between now and when drills are actually permits are received.
Could you refresh my memory in terms of the grades? You did channel sampling there. What sort of grades did you get on surface?
So we got 0.5.5%, and if you look at our brochure on our website, we have high-tension hydroelectric power lines on our property with paved roads to the project and two nearby towns and access to water. And so in the copper world, just so everyone's aware, 0.5 or better is considered really good grade in the copper world. So anything above 0.5, and we're going to be really, really excited for the grades. And then the widths we're going to hope to see is, some holes are quite shallow. They're only 50 meters deep, but we're going to hope to see anywhere from 50 to 100 meters. If we can see that subsurface in some of these holes, we would be ecstatic because it would give us enough of a look and confidence that we're onto one of these big systems. So it's a pivotal time for the company. It will change the value and the rating of us considerably if the goods are there. And if they come back mediocre or not so great or sub 0.5% copper, then doesn't mean the project's over. It just means you have to go find the high grade. And the last thing I'll put into context is these holes were never drilled targeting copper. They were drilled targeting iron skarn.
Right.
And so that being said, they're nearby our trenching on surface. So they're kind of, they're not the way we would have ever drilled them, but they're close enough to hopefully give us a bit of a look into this project. But, I'd suggest everyone listening on this call, look forward for news out of us in the next, 3 or 4 day business days or early next week, because, there's going to be a big reveal and we'll see what happens as we're waiting to see the market. We'll get to see it. And hopefully we're on to a world-class copper gold discovery in Perth.
Are you getting a sniff of gold too here? Ivan, you've been talking about copper.
Yeah, definitely gold. The project has up to 193 grams gold sampled in on surface, right? And so the gold budget's really big. And what I mean by that is the system can produce a lot of gold. Right now, copper is, the lead metal that we're seeing in the areas that we're trenching. I believe we had a 0.15 gold grade that went with the copper grade on the 232-meter trench. So there's a proponent of both. Las Bambas and some of those major mines nearby, they have molybdenum that goes with the copper. And between you and I, as a precious metal investor myself, I'd much rather have gold to go with my copper than molybdenum. No offense to the metal, but it's obviously worth a lot more. And so, it's early days to know what's going to shape out of the system, how much copper, how much gold. There is epithermal systems here as well as skarn, and there are massive porphyritic dikes that we're seeing as well. So you're going to get a lot of really good things out of this project. But for now, I think look forward to a copper gold result out of these. That's what we're anticipating or speculating on.
All right. With just a minute left, Ivan, what are you most excited about? You have, with all you have going on, in summing up here, what really gets you excited?
Drill results pending, Jay, for a massive discovery. This will be the biggest that I could be part of my career if we're right. That's number one. Number two is if we get a chance to drill the AI at Committee Bay. And number three is the fact that our other gold project, Homestake's, coming back to life with some big exploration looks. That's the order of what I'm excited about. And the next few months should be really, really exciting for us and on steady news flow.
Well, I'll certainly be watching my inbox for news, that's for sure. Ivan, thank you so much for being with us again. We look forward to keeping in touch with your programs. All the best.
Thank you very much. All the best. Thank you.